When President Bush announced he was sending reinforcements to Iraq earlier this year, one of his goals was to have Iraqis in charge of security in all 18 provinces by November. That's not going to happen, and U.S. military officials say it won't until next July at the earliest. Acknowledging the slower-than-expected progress at a White House news conference Thursday, the president said while the timing has changed, his determination has not.
The goals are the same. And have we achieved them as fast? No, we haven't. But however, having not achieved them doesn't mean we ought to quit.
Mr. Bush said one of the reasons there's not what he called instant democracy in Iraq is that people there are still recovering from the former regime's violence against political opponents. President Bush said the former Iraqi ruler Saddam Hussein prevented the possible emergence of a unifying figure akin to South Africa's Nelson Mandela.
Saddam Hussein killed all the Mandelas. He was a brutal tyrant that divided people up and split families, and people are recovering from this. So there's a psychological recovery that is taking place, and it's hard work for him.
The president's trying to rebuild public support for the war, in part by announcing that progress there now allows him to bring nearly 6,000 U.S. troops home from Iraq by the end of the year. Iraq is a central issue in the race to succeed President Bush, with most opposition Democrats calling for more troop withdrawals and most Republicans backing the president. Asked if he's an asset or a liability for his Republican Party, Mr. Bush said he's a strong asset.
Candidates who go out and say that helping these Iraqis realize the benefits of democracy are going to do well. Candidates who go out and say that it's very important for the United States to have clear principles when it comes to foreign policy, they'll do well.
A CBS News poll this week shows 70% of Americans disapprove of the president's handling of the war. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.